Valentine's Day is next week on Tuesday, and we had a dream to spend Valentine's Day at Valentine's restaurant, Valentine's Buffet.
We've wanted to do this for so many years. We want to fill hearts and fill stomachs, don't we, from the buffet.
So we wanted to do lunch at one Valentine's restaurant in the country and then dinner at another Valentine's restaurant somewhere else, and it's happening. It is a thing. It's actually happening. So we're going to be spending Valentine's Day, and we want you guys to come along. If you want to come along, you can come with your Valentine. We're going to book out some tables. We'll pay for your meal. And you and your couple, you know, as a couple, friends, doesn't matter. We just want to have some Valentine's together with us.
We want to spend it with you. Now, we will be there through the whole dinner day. We'll be with you all Valentine's Day until it starts getting hot and steamy and weird. Then we might let ourselves out at that point, Ben. That would be the be the polite thing to do.
I don't even think I'll get that far, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, actually, probably, if you guys want to go home, we'll let you go home and do what you need to do. I might be peering through the window. Full disclosure.
Whole South Island salmon and B5 fillet on the menu as well.
It's a buffet. My only fear is this buffet is so good that you'll want to leave your partner and marry the chicken curry. That's how fantastic this Valentine's buffet is.
So if you want to register to win tickets, you can text Valentine's to 4487, and you could be spending Valentine's Day with us at one of the locations we decide to go to.
Jeez, we love a quirky novelty food.
We do.
Every sausage at Bunnings. Yeah. And we'll eat K-bars at Kmart or something for our next challenge. But we've had a few entries. If you want to text, like Ben said, 4487, and we've got Davika on the line, you old romantic. How are you?
I should have expected that.
Now, Davika, we'd love to spend Valentine's Day with you. Please don't tell us you have a husband.
Well, I do have a husband, and the funny part is he's never done any cooking, and he's been telling, oh, I think I'm having a feeling I should cook something for you. I said, oh, my God, no.
You're like, no.
It's good.
Yeah, he wants to cook for you on Valentine's Day. Well, let us save you the food poisoning, because we want to invite you to Valentine's restaurant. We're spending Valentine's Day at Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to come along with your husband, hang out with us? Or you'd have your own table, but we'll probably come and...
We'll definitely record you.
Yeah, annoy you at some stage.
Oh, yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah, have a cheeky little, you know, sort of seafood cocktail or something.
Yeah.
Yummy.
All right, we'll put you on the list. We'd love to have Valentine's Day with you.
Thank you so much, Jono and Ben, and you guys rock. I'm so happy that I get a chance to hear you guys every morning, you know, when I'm just like, it's a short 10-minute drive, but it's worth it.
That's very lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And I tell you what, we will love to meet you.
Thank you so much.
There we go.
Oh, that was nice.
Tell you what, I love Davika. She's made my self-esteem feel fantastic on a Friday morning, Ben. Yeah. More of that. Now, listen, the rest of you can take a leaf out of Davika's book. More of that. More bloody ego inflation on this program.
Now, I was trying to find the old iconic Valentine's jingle online. You remember the Valentine's from back in the day?
Is it not available?
I couldn't find it online, but I have found